the prohibition of child marriage in Peru. The new law states that nobody under the age of 18 years may enter into the state of marriage. The previous exception for persons between the ages of 16 or 18 years has been withdrawn. Even if they are working, they're not considered to be of their majority to be able to enter into a marriage. We have been working particularly on the issue of addressing the needs and risks of migrant children and adolescents in cooperation with the Ministry for Migration, working, for example, on issues ensuring that they get a residence card to remain in Peru. If one of those children or adolescents acquires Peruvian nationality because they follow the necessary legal steps, then that new nationality certificate will be handed over to my ministry, to my body, RENIEC, the National Registry of Identity and Civil Status, that can be duly registered. If a child, the offspring of migrants, is born on Peruvian territory, then we apply the concept of jus solis to that child born on Peruvian soil to migrant parents. They are automatically Peruvian because they're born in Peru. And so they're automatically issued with their birth certificate and their national ID. In response to the question as to whether there is a shortfall in registrations in some communities, we're carrying out the necessary investigations. But I do want to make it clear that RENIEC is the body responsible for registration of births, weddings, deaths, etc. And that happens in those indigenous communities where a civil marriage, for example, has taken place in line with the necessary civil law standards. That's not always the case, and sometimes there's a need to officialize or formalize a union, and we can provide guidance on how that is done, for example, via WhatsApp, so the necessary steps can be taken to formalize a partnership as a marriage or a civil marriage. In terms of ensuring full access and full coverage of our registries, we carry out awareness-raising activities in local, rural, remote, indigenous populations. And we carry out such activities once a year, including an annual training workshop for staff working in our office, in our body, at the local community, indigenous level. There's a focal point in the Directorate for Registrations, the National Registry Office, that can resolve any questions that people have. The National Congress recently adopted Law 32237, which modifies the duration of a national identification card. Previously, a child's ID card lasted for 8 years. And if you can imagine the difference between a one-month-old baby and an eight-year-old child, and if you've got the same photo as you had when you were one month old, what we do now is that the initial ID card issued at birth runs until the age of 3, and then you get a new identity card, ID card at the age of 3. And then at the age of 7, you get a fresh one that runs all the way until you're an adult at 18. This is a way of ensuring not only that you have an up-to-date ID card that actually represents you, your face, what you look like, but is also updated to make sure that it includes all of the necessary data related to you, to your civil status, etc., because they have these digital chips. Thank you very much. I'll give the floor now to my colleague. Thank you very much. I think the summary provided by Dr. Carmen Velarde has been very useful. I just want to add to that in Peru,